Tom Rowe with a WGXC News Update. You can go to the newsroom at WGXC.org for more information about anything you hear here. Congressperson John Faso, Republican from Kinderhook, and Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a Democrat, want the National Park Service to add additional acres to the home of Franklin D. Roosevelt National Historic Site in Dutchess County. Faso is working on H.R. 5420, which would allow the National Park Service, quote, to adjust the boundary of the historic site beyond that of the original property, unquote, according to a Faso press release. Scenic Hudson is working on the effort, too. Quote, under the stewardship of the National Park Service, the natural beauty and historic context of the site would be preserved for future generations, recreational opportunities for local residents will be enhanced, and the agency will have greater flexibility in managing one of the most popular sites in our region, unquote, said Ned Sullivan, the president of Scenic Hudson. Daniel Zuckerman at Columbia Green Media reports, Greene County is turning over 13 feet 1 inch by 14 feet in a parking lot in Catskill to an arts organization so it can install an electrical transformer. The legislature passed a resolution allowing Chairman Kevin Lewis, Republican from Greenville, to give an easement to Lumberyard Contemporary Arts to install and maintain the transformer. Quote, they're putting a ton of money into that property and we're happy to have them here, unquote, legislator Linda Overball, Republican from Catskill, said about the dance company, which is renovating a former lumberyard along Catskill Creek. Quote, it's a good thing for Catskill, it's a good thing for Greene County, unquote. The public will lose one parking spot in the deal, according to Greene County Administrator Sean Groden. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Doug LaRocque in the Eastwick Press reports that Petersburg resident Heinz Noding is sending a letter to the state's Department of Conservation demanding a study into alternate sources of drinking water for Petersburg in Rensselaer County. Plastics company Taconic is blamed for polluting water there with the toxic chemical PFOA. Noding sits on both the Petersburg Water District Committee and a citizens panel that is monitoring the PFOA situation. Petersburg's environmental attorney Kevin Young recommended that the town not sign on to Noding's letter, as it could complicate the litigation and negotiations between the town, Taconic, and the DEC. Read the full story in the Eastwick Press. I'm Tom Rowe, reporting for WGXC. Go to the WGXC newsroom, WGXC.org, for more information.